month after Amazon announced plans.
Google says it plans to double its New York-based workforce to more than 14,000 employees over the next decade, and it's taking over a large office building on the city's west side.
Fox's Jenny Casola. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're starting off this week before Christmas in a great way. Today, mostly sunny, very mild for December. High temperature around 64. Tonight, partly cloudy, chilly, but not cold. Overnight, low 39. Tomorrow, another great day. Sunshine dominates. High in the middle 60s again. I think we'll be in the low 60s Wednesday. Clouds increase. Chance of an afternoon shower. Then rain likely Wednesday night and Thursday. The rain ends. It turns colder on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Prattville High School student has been charged with an attempted rape at the school. Prattville police arrested 18-year-old Ladarius Starks. He's being held on $150,000 bond. Police say the incident happened after school hours. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office needs your help finding an armed robber. They say the robbery happened early Sunday morning in the 7100 block of Mobile Highway. The suspect was last seen headed north on Highway 31 in a blue Nissan Altima. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the Montgomery Fire Department responded to a car into a house Sunday morning. The crash happened in the 3800 block of Perry Hill Road. Authorities say no one was injured. They are investigating what led up to the crash. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The best way to feel love is to share it. So right now, when you get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities, Meals on Wheels, ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation. And this year at Montgomery Subaru, we're supporting a cause close to our hearts by donating to the Montgomery Humane Society. The Subaru Share the Love event, now through January 2nd. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer Subaru.com/share for details.
Montgomery.
Everybody, this is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
A new production of The Sound of Music, the most popular American musical of all time, premieres at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival, November 15th through December 30th. This delightful family musical will enchant audiences with its Tony and Grammy Award-winning best score, featuring songs such as My Favorite Things, Do Re Mi, and Climb Every Mountain. Don't miss this special event at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. Get your tickets at asf.net today.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at holidayinnexpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at holidayinnexpress.com. Terms apply.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be.
Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show.
join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Jack.
Baron.
Welcome back.
Baron.
Jackson.
Thank you.
Welcome in, boys and girls. We've got a big day ahead of us here.
Did somebody rub it?
No, it would be even bigger. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in 7.5 minutes after 9 o'clock. I found one F. Jackson Campbell in the parking lot. I invited him in for the day.
Reluctantly.
Well,
can you believe that I sound normal today?
I know. The gravel is gone, Jack.
Oh, man.
You had that scooped out over the weekend?
I did.
It was filling up your throat.
Man.
Gotten out of control. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. He's Jack Campbell. I'm Baron Coleman. We'll be here for 3 hours or so, Monday through Friday. And then we got the holiday schedule coming up next week. We'll keep you informed on what that's going to look like.
Because we don't know yet, do we?
Well, we do. And we all know Blue Water will be closed Monday and Tuesday of next week. So that's the December 24th, 25th. Oh, goodness gracious. So when you hear us sign off on Friday, you will not hear our voices at a minimum until Wednesday. Now, I'll be here Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Are you planning to be here? Or are you going to?
Yes, sir. I'll be here.
Okay. So this show will be live Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I can't speak for the other shows.
You know, I was thinking last night, I have something. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights.
This coming up week?
Yes.
Jack, you'll be exhausted.
And then Tuesday's Christmas.
What are you doing Monday? The Monday before Christmas? Big plans?
Can't tell you.
Oh.
I'm going to a New Year's Eve, a Christmas Eve party.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. I'm not going to a Christmas Eve party. We used to do a Christmas Eve thing, but I was informed last night that that's not going to happen this year. So,
why?
I don't know. Things change. More things change, the more they stay the same. I don't know. It's the first time in 20 years since knowing my wife, we will not be doing Christmas Eve at the... in the same manner we've done it for the last 20 years.
Which is?
We'd go down to her aunt's house or her great aunt's house or, somebody's house in the family. And we would eat finger foods and...
libations?
Yeah, some. On the sly.
Oh, it was one of those kind of great aunts?
Yeah.
Dull as dishwater.
Well, no, not at all. I mean, it was always fun. I always had a good time. But this is the first year they're not doing it this year. So you know what I say? Eh. Let's do something else. Life goes on. Can't stop the party. The party continues. Anyway, our number 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Now, the week after Christmas, the week of New Year's, that's going to be a different schedule.
It is?
Yeah. I think we're going to have that whole week off.
You're kidding.
Nah, well, I don't know yet. I think so. Anyway, we have a ton of news, Jack. Local news probably will dominate much of today. Because the legislature, sound like Claire Austin, the legislature is up to its shenaniganry.
On committee assignments?
Well, on committee, I do. Let's start there. I have the committee assignment list. And a lot of the big ones haven't changed.
Yeah.
A lot of the big ones haven't changed. For example, the three biggest ones are rules. This is just the House, not the Senate. The three biggest ones are rules and then the general fund, the education fund. And rules... Mike Jones will be the chairman. He's from Andalusia. He's a municipal judge down there.
He's something down there.
And a lawyer?
Yeah, he's a lawyer.
And then on education, Bill Poole returns and Steve Klaus returns on the general fund. So nothing changes there. Some of the vice chairs are interesting, but they don't have any power.
Do you have any thoughts on any of those three chairs?
Nah. I really don't. I mean, there's not much you can do. Look, I know the chair people. See how civic I am on that, Jack? How modern I am, the chair people?
Mm-hmm.
I know the chair people of the Ways and Means Committee on the General Fund and the Education Trust Fund get a lot of, I don't know, a lot of glimmer, a lot of ink, a lot of headlines.
Yeah.
But the reality is most of their job is done before they show up. A lot of that stuff is earmarked.
I'm surprised about Klaus, though.
Why?
I'm not a fan. I've known him since college. I worked with him in the campaign in 1982, but I think he was up to a little chicanery a few years ago, and I just...
Yeah, he kind of got caught a little bit, half caught.
Yeah.
Maybe he learned. The vice chair's a young guy, Kyle South. Who's got a weird district, or did have a weird district. I don't know if it's still weird. That was Dan Bowman's old seat, I believe.
Fayette County.
Yeah. But that district goes from Mississippi to Birmingham. A House district. Goes from Mississippi to Jefferson County. Or did. I don't know if it still does, but it did.
Now, we know Kyle South.
He's a decent guy. I don't have any problem with him. He's just young. I think he got in the legislature like 28 years old. This is only his second term in there. I don't have a. I don't have any instant problems.
Now, Bill Poole, he's pretty well thought of, isn't he?
Yeah, I think.
Guy from
Tuscaloosa. I think pretty much everybody loves.
I mean, Moundville or wherever.
I think everybody loves Bill Poole. Bill Poole seems like one of the last good guys in state government. And then you get down into the boring stuff. I'm not even going to cover some of these boards, agencies, and commissions.
I know, really.
Children and senior advocacy. The you know how exciting that committee is? They put K.L. Brown in charge of it.
He's a funeral director. Owns a funeral home. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy, but he's just boring. Commerce and small business. This is an interesting one. Jim Carnes is going to be the chairman of that. That does surprise me a little bit. Vice chair?
Why does that surprise you?
Montgomery's own Dimitri Palicos, vice chair. Why does that surprise me? Because some actual real bills come through that committee. And it just surprises me that Jim Carnes would be put in charge of it again. That surprises me.
I like Jim.
I do, too. But, I mean...
Yeah, he kind of bucked the old leadership.
Yes.
Which is why I liked him.
Right. But it just surprises me that they would throw him in a chairman position like that. More boring... I'm going to skip these boring ones. Constitution campaigns and elections. Oh, my gosh. I cannot imagine being on that committee. I look down this thing, and I think if I ever get in the legislature, I'm not going to be on a committee. And if they put me on one, I'm not going to show up. Why would you be on these ridiculous committees? Well, I won't be on the county and municipal government committee. Now, our Montgomery's own Reed Ingram chairs that. And I'm
glad
saw
that. I saw that.
Good for him. But what a boring committee. ED&T, Economic Development and Tourism. This is a fun committee. This is where your beer bills and your gambling bills and all the fun stuff comes through. This is actually one committee I would serve on. Because I would want to sample the wares. If we're going to have a committee, if we're going to have a casino bill, we're going to need to take a field trip. If we're going to have a beer bill, I need to sample. I need to know what we're talking about. What kind of beer we got over there? Becky Nordgren, though. She's boring.
Well...
The vice chair, Ron Johnson, that's who should be in charge of that committee.
Ron Johnson.
education policy, ugh, boring. Ethics and campaign finance.
Who's education policy?
Terry Collins.
Oh, God.
Guess who's in charge of campaign finance and ethics? Guess who's in charge of the ethics committee?
Mike Ball.
Mike Ball.
Who pushes the envelope worse than anybody up there?
Financial services, boring. Fiscal responsibility, boring. Guy we used to work with, though, Chris Sells.
Yeah, you used to work with him.
Health chairwoman, April Weaver. Boring.
Her husband's a doctor.
Yeah, no conflict there. Hey, we'll just refer her to the ethics committee and let Mike Ball handle it. Insurance committee, the Carrie Rich.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. Internal affairs. I didn't know there was a committee called internal affairs. Never heard of it. Randy Wood on that. Judiciary, Jim Hill. Tim Wadsworth's the vice chair.
Yeah, I saw that. Good for him.
Gosh, some of these are so boring. State government? Jeez. Technology and research? I didn't even know that was one. Transportability? I think they just have a bunch of these so they can pass out a bunch of committee assignments.
Yeah.
Urban and rural development. Whatever. Anyway, that's those are your chair people of the decent committees. The other committees, just I'm not going to waste your time talking about them. Just not going.
Speaking of waste of time and waste of ink.
Yeah.
Did you read Alabama Political Reporter this morning?
Yeah, some.
Jim Ziegler says John Kasich won't win a primary. Why is that news? First of all,
I'll explain it during the break. I don't want to explain it on air. I'll explain during the break why that headline happened. I will. You look at me like I won't explain it. I'll explain it.
Why don't you explain it right now?
You don't want me to. I've just promised you don't want me to explain it on air.
Well, of course, his parting shot was, remember, Governor Bentley endorsed John Kasich in 2016, and
you don't want, well, you don't want me to explain it now, but I will explain it during the break.
Okay. Well, apparently it's coming right up.
Nothing's going to stop us now from taking this break.
No, because you're already into the song.
Starship.
I like Starship, but
I didn't hate them. I do like this song.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As we enter the end of the year and holiday season, we want to let the River Region know we have some new and improved financing available with approved credit with payments as low as $90 a month on a new energy-efficient system.
Monthly payments as low as $90 with no down payment. That's like Christmas all the time for everyone.
And remember, we can also clear your slow or clogged drains from all your holiday company coming over like Cousin Eddie.
Okay, and every family has a Cousin Eddie.
Or maybe your breakers keep tripping after all your Christmas lights were put up. We can help with that, too.
New and improved financing, off-season pricing, free estimates, clogged drains, breakers overloaded. Let United help you this holiday season. Call today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be.
Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene. Put his ear to the wall and like a distant scream, he heard one guitar.
Guys, welcome back in. 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. This hour of the program, as it is named, brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Midtown Pizza Kitchen is dynamite. My favorite lunch and dinner establishment in town. I eat there very frequently. But bam, 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 what's the special this week? I don't know. It's too early. It's Monday morning. I'll find out soon enough, and I'll pass it along. I might know by the time we get closer to lunch hour, and I'll tell you a little bit more about their menu. But I do know this. Whatever the special of the week is, the pasta special, you'll be able to pair it with a salad for $9 at lunch. I do know that. I do know that. I know it's going to be incredible. I know they got award-winning pizzas. I know they've got, I could keep going on, sandwiches, big old sandwiches.
I love a big sandwich now.
They've got fresh salads with some of the freshest veggies available, big, crisp, cool salads, homemade, handmade salad dressings. They got just dynamite stuff, that champagne vinaigrette. Even has a little velvety texture to it. Great stuff over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Generous sponsors of this program. Generous sponsors of hour number one, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman. See, Jack, I told you during the break I would explain to you why that headline was printed.
And I'm going to try to get to the bottom of that.
Well, I'm just telling you. I know things. People act like I don't know things, but sometimes I know things. More local news.
Camellia Bowl.
Yeah, it went off. It was a hit. Did you see the crowd?
Yeah.
It was massive.
Oh, it wasn't?
Yeah, it was.
Was it? I'll tell you, it was a very exciting game.
You didn't think the crowd looked good on TV?
Well, it looked okay. Well, we didn't get any tickets. Thank you, City of Montgomery.
I didn't get a ticket.
No, I didn't get a ticket. I didn't get offered a ticket.
I planned to go because my sister and my niece and my nephew were going to come into town to go because my niece goes to Georgia Southern. And I was going to get us all tickets. We were going to go. But then at the last second, they couldn't go because my sister had to work early, 4 a.m. the next day. And didn't want to be up till late and then have to drive and only sleep a couple hours. I get it. But we were going to go.
But we would have given some away on the show.
Oh, I would have been happy to give some away.
Anyway, it was a very good game.
It was a fantastic game. I thought the crowd looked good. And one side was completely jam-packed. The other side, the Eastern Michigan side was a little suspect. Artur Davis has a opinion piece out today. Did you see it by chance, Jeff?
I have not. Where was it?
AL Reporter.
Was it? I didn't get that far down yet.
I don't know. There might be literally fives and tens of people in the city of Montgomery who read this. I don't know why he chose to publish it in that particular place. I think the Montgomery Independent or the Montgomery Advertiser probably would have been a, even AL.com, hell, would have been a more read venue. But he chose to publish it here. I found it. He comments on something that I purposefully did not comment on because I didn't want to turn this radio show into a race war for a day. But a week or two ago, Vanzetta McPherson had one of the worst op-eds I've ever seen put in the Montgomery Advertiser.
I can't stand what she writes.
Did you read her op-ed about
I don't read her. I can't stand her.
I'll read you his version of what she wrote, because it's calmer and nicer than my version. She had a column in the Montgomery Advertiser that argued, quote, "It is time for the occupant of the mayor's office to reflect the predominant African-American citizenry of Montgomery." She further suggests there's a burden on black voters and leaders to filter black candidates early so that the ranks be purged of those who, by some test, fail, in her words, to serve the best interests of the African-American community. That was a veiled threat, I believe, at Artur Davis, saying that he is not black enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because he, I guess, became a Republican for about a month and a half. He wasn't a Republican long.
No.
About a year, I think. I didn't comment on her op-ed because I felt like she went so over the top on it that's what she wanted, was local talk radio to talk about it, and then local talk radio to devolve into a race war, and then, you know, people calling in and say, that gone, you know, black mayor will get everybody moving, and then, you know, black people call in and say, we've been subjugated by white mayors long enough. I mean, that's what she was looking for. That's what she was looking for. But.
So Artur reacted to her op-ed.
Yeah, Artur reacted and basically said, don't worry about it that way. I'm going to try to be a mayor for everybody. I mean, basically rehashing his last campaign where I think he scooped up something like 10 or 12% of the vote.
Well, he did a little better than that.
Not much. I don't dislike Artur Davis.
I like Artur. He's a friend of mine, but
I like him as a friend just fine. I just wonder about whether he'd be a decent mayor. I've talked to him in the intervening, years, I guess, since the last mayor's race?
I had lunch with him a couple of months ago.
I don't dislike Artur Davis at all. And trust me, the Elton Deans of the world would be a worse mayor than Artur Davis. I mean, I'm just telling
you. What about this J.C. Love that I've heard about recently?
Never heard of the name.
He is a lawyer with, like, Capel Howard. He's a black guy. He's
probably
very, very well-liked, it seems.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is.
I heard he's studying it. Of course, you've got David Woods, who definitely is going to run.
He's got a great mullet.
He does, and I do. I like David. He is a very nice guy, and I love his wife, Donna. She's cool, and they're good folks, but I don't know.
We'll see how this shakes out. I think we're going to need Jack Campbell for mayor, Jake.
You think?
I think so. The more I think about it. The more I think about it.
Oh, the crazier you are.
Female fatally shot in Montgomery, South Court Street.
Imagine that.
This is old story. This was December 13th. Why am I just covering this? She's dead.
She's
probably buried by now. Hell, it's the 16th already. I don't know. They said, what did they say? Oh, I can't remember why. I think I remember why I printed
this. Later. What's today's date?
It's the 16th.
No.
Or is it the 17th?
No, 13th.
17. Yeah, she's probably buried by now. Hell. Here's why I printed this off. I remember now. I was going to cover it Friday and didn't. This is the entire release here. Initiated a death investigation following a fatal shooting of an adult female this Thursday afternoon. Fire and medics responded to 1500 block of South Court Street. Where is that, Jack West?
That's not too far from Lanier High School, actually. I think Lanier High School is like 1700, so it's going to be back toward like...
two blocks towards the
Simple
Boulevard.
Street or one of those, yeah. Okay. No.
2 blocks our way.
2 blocks toward downtown.
Oh, okay, yeah. So they responded to 1500 block of South Court Street about 2:15 p.m., so broad daylight. After receiving a report of a subject shot, there they located the victim, who had sustained a fatal gunshot wound, was pronounced dead at the scene. Here's why I printed the story off this last line. No additional information is available at this point as investigators begin working to determine the circumstances of this fatal shooting. Usually they say it stemmed from an argument.
Yeah.
They're backing up even on the argument. Even on the argument. That's why I printed it. I couldn't remember why I printed that. It was in my stack here. I guess we should take a break before we get into prisons, because this is going to take a minute.
What? Yeah, this...
State of Alabama wants to spend $1 billion of your dollars, and I don't know that I'm against it. I might be. I got to see the plan, Campbell.
Well, yeah, we got to see who's going to get rich off of it.
That's what I got to see.
Yeah.
If I was going to get rich off of it, I'd be in favor of it.
Right. Well, I mean, we need to do it.
We need prisons. I mean, we definitely need prisons. It's just whether or not we need $1 billion worth of prisons in a way that...
And we don't know which of Bob Riley's friends are going to build them.
There we go. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelers, we make it. We really make it. And this Christmas, we have a Christmas special for only $100. No one can do this in the country. 14 karat white, yellow, rose gold, Tiffany style diamond solitaire bezel necklace. Unbelievably beautiful. Everybody loves it. You cannot beat this. Come and see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. Marguerite's Christmas special, $100. No one does this in the country. It's gorgeous. The women absolutely love it. Come see us. Thank you.
Experience the new Buick at Classic Buick GMC Cadillac. Right now, a 2018 Buick Encore Preferred 2 with MSRP of $28,565. Now Sonic priced at only $19,994. That's up to $8,571 off. Save when you shop at Classic Buick GMC Cadillac, 833 Eastern Boulevard. Well worth the short drive from Auburn to save thousands. See the entire inventory online at ClassicGMCBuick.com. Stock number JB662715, up to $8,571 off MSRP of $28,565 with eligible trade-in and financing through GM with approved credit. All rebates to dealer. See dealer for details.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Boy, oh boy, it's hard to complain about the weather for the next couple of days. Today, a lot of sunshine around, a very mild day for December with a high temperature up to about 64. Tonight, partly cloudy, not too chilly, overnight low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. Another great day with sunshine dominating, high temperature in the middle 60s, not bad in December, right? Then low 60s on Wednesday, clouds will increase, chance of an afternoon shower. Rain becomes likely Wednesday night, Thursday, and Thursday night, then turning colder Friday as the rain comes to an end. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Guys, 35 minutes after 9 o'clock. Never too early for Danzig.
Never too late for it either.
Man, I love this song as a kid. Came out when I was maybe high schoolers, middle schoolers. All right, guys, welcome back in. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 35 minutes after 9 o'clock. ASE Credit Union locations dotted all over the river region and beyond, as far north as Clanton, as far south as Greenville, Alabama. 5,000 co-op locations, so you are never, ever, ever very far. No matter where you are in the United States, you are never very far from a co-op location of ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. So get by there when you get a chance. Man, absolutely free checking, credit card rates that are just unbelievably low, shockingly low. Shockingly low. Why are you paying that 24% credit card when you can go over to ASE Credit Union and pay a very modest fee? They got everything you need, man. Personal lending, commercial lending, with a smile. And you're a member. You know they're not trying to rip you off. You're on their team. Excuse me. So get by ASE Credit Union when you get the opportunity. Our number two. Oh, federally insured NCUA equal opportunity lender. Our number 272-9228. Who's this?
Hi, this is
Let's not leave out that disclaimer of federally insured equal opportunity.
You know? Well, I don't want to go to prison, Red Tide.
Yes.
Even though they're about to build $1 billion worth of fancy new prisons, I don't want to go.
Yeah, really. Because we see where they're putting their money in state.
That's exactly right.
Whenever I've been listening as much as I could about the committee assignments and all that, and has anybody proposed any legislation? When did they propose legislation for our upcoming session?
Some people probably have already pre-filed bills. I guess you could. You know how the Alabama legislative website works? It's not hard.
No, sir.
All right, you're a smart guy. You could follow this. And if you forget, I'll call back. If you really want to know, call back and I'll walk you through it. But if you Google the words Alabama and Allison with one L, A-L-I-S-O-N, Alabama, Allison, space in between them, Alabama, Allison. If you Google that, the first Google hit that comes up is the Alabama Legislative Online Information Service, whatever Allison stands for. So you click on it. And then from there, you can navigate through all of the bills that are pending in their various stages. It's got a lot of other information as well, but you can see what bills have been pre-filed for the session. You can see which bills have gone through committee, which bills have gone through the House, which bills have gone through the Senate, which have been transmitted to the governor for her signature. And once she signs it, you'll see the bill as engrossed into Alabama law. And it's a fascinating website. It's not always up and working, and I think part of that's by design. It's clunky and outdated, but it's available.
That's by design too. I'm sure.
I'm sure it is, but it's available. You know, it's there. If you're genuinely curious about the status of legislation in Alabama or what's pending or what's been filed, you can find it. It's there.
I will look because, for instance, I do believe my representative is Dimitri.
If you live in sort of Montgomery, just north of Atlanta, just north of Atlanta Highway between like Federal and say Taylor Road, yeah, that's you.
Yeah, we need a lot of legislation proposed in this state. We're falling behind so damn far on all levels: education, lottery, especially the new the laws about hemp and all that. I'm going to look and see if anybody's proposing anything meaningful in this damn state, because I hadn't heard anybody about proposing anything meaningful. And we got to have some changes.
Well, I'm
this
glad
state.
You brought up hemp. I was not going to bring this up. I had the press release Friday and purposefully did not bring it up. Because I do think Steve Marshall's trying to turn a page and be a better attorney general than he was for the last 18 months or so. I genuinely think that. I could be proven wrong one day, but maybe. But anyway, federal government in the Farm Bill, which is now signed by Donald J. Trump, in the Farm Bill legalized hemp at the federal level.
It'll be on the shelves in January.
Incorrect. Not in Alabama.
And kidding.
No. And this is what I was going to get to. Steve Marshall put out an updated summary of what can be expected in Alabama following the passage of the Farm Bill. And what he said essentially was, and I could pull it back out of my bag. I've got it. I got last week's prep still in my bag somewhere. But I had it's like a little 6-page memo he put out. And again, I didn't cover it because I didn't want him to think I'm knocking him all the time, because I'm trying to give him a better chance to win me over this 4 years. I'm willing to enter this 4 years with an open mind on Steve Marshall, whereas I thought he was kind of a monster the last 18 months. So I didn't want to cover it because I didn't want him to think I was just knocking him for the sake of knocking him. But here's what he said in the memo. Essentially, there is a CBD prescription pill that is available, and it's only available for two medical conditions in Alabama, and it must be prescribed by a physician and picked up at special pharmacies. That is legal after the Farm Bill in Alabama, so they'll allow that. In addition, UAB's studies may continue to go on unmolested on CBD oil, and that's it. And then there's a third affirmative defense that's available if you've been diagnosed with specific conditions, high seizure conditions, you might qualify. If you've been diagnosed with specific conditions by your doctor and you get picked up or caught possessing CBD oil, they will not charge you. But the sale of it, the offering it for sale, and the transfer of it is still illegal. So I don't know how you're supposed to get it.
These guys are criminals.
I agree.
In our law enforcement and our legislature. Let me tell you something. I've been around people smoking pot for 50 years. Nobody's died from it. I've never heard of anybody dying from pot, getting hurt from pot. Not only that, it's good for you. And I got to get a damn prescription whenever cigarettes kill millions of people every day, every year. How come I don't have to have a damn prescription for cigarettes and alcohol that kills people every day, thousands? How come we don't have to have a damn prescription for that?
But well,
these SOBs,
that.
These SOBs want to make us have a prescription for medicine that they shouldn't be involved in.
Medicine that you can put a seed in the ground and it'll grow and you don't even have to process it. You just, you know, consume.
I think that's the truth.
But anyway, hold on. It's one step worse than that. The medicine they're willing to give you is extraordinarily expensive and is not as beneficial as just growing the seed in the ground because it doesn't have the full complement, the entourage effect, if you will. It doesn't have the full complement of the full spectrum of the CBD oils that are available. It just has one of the dozens of available compounds in it. And so it's not even effective.
It's an insult.
It is an insult.
It's an insult, and I think it's time we all call our legislators and say, you guys get off your ass and get something going right for once.
Well, call Dimitri.
And stop playing with stuff.
Dimitri,
I'm going to call him. I know him personally.
Well, then he might listen. He's probably not going to spearhead anything. He's a little scared of the process down there.
Well, we need somebody with some balls in the damn legislature. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of all these people that are scared of everything. It's time to get a move on, stop putting people in jail, and get on with the damn business of life.
You know who should lead this effort, honestly? Reed Ingram.
Yeah.
Reed Ingram. I mean, he's in the retail business. He's in the car business. He's in the retail sale business.
What are these damn people scared of?
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. But he understands the way the retail business works. And he's dogged and he's well-liked down there. People like him. He might be able to actually get something done.
And what's the deal with law enforcement? How come these guys can't see the immorality of the way they are doing business, especially with the hemp and marijuana stuff?
Well, let me say this.
It's downright immoral.
I think it's county by county in this state because the Attorney General's office isn't raiding any drug stores or corner stores or anything like that. And I see this stuff available everywhere. So I think some counties are enforcing it and some aren't.
Yeah, but see, this whole not saying anything gives them the avenue to prosecute people. We got to stop that crap, buddy. This
I agree
is out
with
of
you.
Control.
Well, Alabama, like normal, Alabama's going to be the last state to the dance on this one.
Well, they need to get off their butts and do something. Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir. I hated to disappoint him, Jack.
Well, you know.
He won't be the last person I disappoint today, I promise. Not that I'd go around disappointing people, but hard to be philosophically consistent, intellectually honest, and factually correct, and not disappoint some people from time to time. It's hard. Hard business. Jack, you want to take a break?
Are you into any of this NFL playoff stuff?
Kind
of.
Colts are still alive.
Yeah. Is Dallas still alive?
Yes.
Who won the Rams game yesterday?
The
Who
Eagles.
Played in
the
Eagles?
Eagles. I stayed up and watched it. It wasn't bad. And actually, I thought it was going to be a blowout at one point. The Eagles were up like 17, and then the Rams came storming back and had a shot in the end zone with time expiring to tie the game. Hey, I got to take a break. We'll be back.
Bye-bye.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn.
Darn, the vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
With the holiday season comes more chaos, more spending, and more people. But WOW is here to help you manage the madness. Get our super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month, with Showtime included for 6 months. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Bundle up and save. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. 2-year agreement required. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, Mike here wishing you a Merry Christmas from Capital City Ace Hardware. This time of year is perfect for gathering and grilling. For a limited time, we have an incredible bundle sale on our large and extra large Big Green Eggs, with over $300 savings on either size. Now is the time to buy a Big Green Egg as a gift or keep it for yourself. This package deal is too good to miss out on. So come and see us over at Capital City Ace Hardware at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
Hello, I'm Cheryl Woodward, account executive with Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I figure if I play hard enough music on a Monday morning, it'll wake people up. I got a long holiday coming up. And
no, this is not helping in the legs.
We're 5 days away from the shortest day of the year.
I'd be playing Christmas music instead of this.
I don't know, Jack. I think this will help people get up and be able to celebrate the holiday. I mean, we're 8 days from Christmas. The days are short. It's dark and gloomy out. It's been overcast for like 2 weeks now. Rain everywhere. You know, starting to smell like mold and mildew outside. I think a little rock and roll helps. A little alien ant farm never killed anybody. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Someone once asked me, but Baron, what were the 90s like? What were the 90s like? What kind of...
He didn't remember them. He was doing so many drugs.
Well, that is true. What I did was I played them Alien Ant Farm's video for Smooth Criminal. It is the quintessential 90s video. If you've ever wanted to know what the 90s were like, if you're too young or you're too old and you don't remember, watch the Alien Ant Farm Smooth Criminal video and... you'll know exactly what the 90s
are. I'm going to rush out and go do that, just so I'll know.
Well.
What are you,
what am I what?
Doing for Christmas.
Staying here. I wake up on my house Christmas morning every day. Have since I've had kids.
Really?
Yeah, I just insist on it.
Yeah.
I don't want to travel over Christmas. I woke up at my house every day on Christmas morning.
I did too.
Why do I want my kids waking up at someone else's house? You got to transport presents back and forth.
That ain't your deal, is it?
No, I don't do all that.
You know what I hate, though, is like you have a friend and you agree we're not going to give Christmas presents.
Oh, and then they give you one?
And then they give you one and you're like, you know, just tell me, let's be friends and that's good enough for me.
You know, my wife and I have a gift truce.
I do with my family.
No gifts. No gifts. We need something, we'll go buy it. That started one year we were really, really broke. And we're like, can't afford to give $25 gifts to each other, so no gifts. And it just works out better that way. Jason.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, Baron, I approve of the Alien at Farm music very much.
Let me say this. I love Michael Jackson. He's one of my all-time favorites. He didn't do anything wrong. He was innocent and all that. I believe that. But I love Michael Jackson. I think he's one of the most talented, amazing performing artists of all time, any genre, period. I love Michael Jackson. However, Alien Ant Farm, their cover of Smooth Criminal is better than his.
Yes, I will agree. I will agree with that. And I would co-sign on it that I would say, on the next commercial, you should play Monster in My Parasol as well. I think that would be a great addition. And you should just link all of the Alien Ant Farm music throughout the day. And just keep it going. Introduce that to all of your listeners.
Monster in My what?
It's called Monster in... It's either Monster Parasol or Monster in My Parasol. It's a weird title, but the same, like... it's just as good as their cover of Smooth Criminal as far as the rock component of it. It's great.
Well, this is saying it's Queens of the Stone Age, not Alien Ant Farm.
My bad, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Queens of the Stone Age also did a Smooth Criminal cover as well. I think that's where my confusion is coming in. But they sound pretty much the same. It's like the same craziness of music. So just give it a shot. Even play Queens of the Stone Age's Smooth Criminal cover and see if you like it as much.
All right. Fair enough.
But I called in really to echo the guy's comments about hemp and CBD in general. I think this is probably the one time I'll call and cover for politicians in the state in the sense that they really are representing the will of the people as far as marijuana in general is concerned, because I would guarantee you if you put a ballot initiative forward to have people vote either legalize CBD or legalize any component of marijuana, it will get voted down.
I do not believe that. I
believe that.
Jason, I've been polling in this state for years. I've polled this issue. It would not fail.
Wait. CBD or marijuana in general?
Medical marijuana would pass. CBD would pass because you would campaign on it as medical marijuana or medical marijuana compound, non-psychoactive medical marijuana compound. I think that would pass easily. I've never polled CBD issue, but I have polled medical marijuana, and it would pass. The reason it won't happen in Alabama is because you have to get through the Republican. See, when you put it on the ballot, you have Democrats voting too.
Yes.
But to get through the legislature, Democrats are completely and wholly irrelevant. So you have 35% of the general... if you put medical marijuana on the ballot, 35% of the people show up are Democrats. 65% are Republicans. And more than half of the Republicans are going to... Or roughly half, even if less than half, come along and vote for it, it passes overwhelmingly. 55-60%, it carries the day.
Right.
The problem is, to get through the Republican legislature, you have people like Mac McCutcheon, who is... and I'm not knocking anybody's religion... But he's one of those, like, super conservative Christian types. I'm trying to think of, like, a Pentecostal, I guess you'd say. He's really, really far right-wing religious kind of guy.
All right.
You have other people who are maybe not as religious, but scared to death of stepping out of line with a speaker who is. And then those who are not just scared to step out of line, they got to go home and campaign in a Republican primary in particular areas where medical marijuana may not carry the day. But if you just put it on the ballot, it wins. It passes. Alabama will pass medical marijuana if you put it on the ballot. But to get it on the ballot, you have to go through a strictly Republican process. And not only that, a far right-wing fundamentalist Republican process. Keep in mind, Alpha is a tremendous donor to the Republican primaries. Alpha used to be like a farm bureau, and they were worried about growing stuff and growing crops and cows. And they don't give a damn about any of that anymore. It's all gays and anti-marijuana, and what else are they against? Anything that's normal? Anything that normal people might actually like?
Except for guns. They're big on guns.
They're big on guns. But, I mean, they've become – Alpha has become just a right-wing terrorist organization, basically.
Yeah, that kind of happened.
Yeah, no. But I get your point, but even in that, those politicians, like you said, even though they would have to go through the Republican portion of the legislature because they're in control, they still would be representing the people they would have to defend it to that don't want it, right? Isn't that what you're saying?
Well,
that they have to go back home and then defend.
I think the people who finance their I think it's a lot like Washington D.C. The people who finance their campaigns don't want it. Alpha doesn't want it. Forestry doesn't want it because these are all, you know, ultra right wing religious fanatics. I think that the average Republican. I've never put the issue on a poll in Alabama just in a Republican primary setting. I ought to do that. I ought to just poll Republicans in a.
I think it might surprise you because I think a lot of people merge it together. They don't understand the difference between CBD and THC and the difference in how that helps people.
They might not, but I'm telling you right now, if you put medical marijuana on the ballot, 55-60% vote yes in Alabama.
Okay, and I give you that because you're right. It wouldn't just be a party thing. It would be everybody able to vote. Right. So, yeah, but I'm with you, though.
Why they'll never put it on the ballot? It would have to go through the legislative process. They'll never put it on the ballot because it brings out Democrat voters.
I was going to say it would pass is why. Like, they wouldn't want to be seen as like...
But not only that, though, you'd have a whole lot of college students who historically sit out the votes. They would come out and register to vote, and while they're there, they would
vote
Democrat.
Other stuff, too.
Yep.
If you put that on the ballot, they have the option to vote.
So they'll never put it on the ballot. You know, that won't ever happen. They do it. They might do it through the legislative process one day, but knowing Alabama, it'll be decades after everybody else does it.
I was going to say, and I also think it's a generational thing. I think it'll change in probably a generation or two. But
for some things, you just got to wait on a bunch of old white people to die. I'll adopt the Democrat position on that. For some things, you just got to wait on a bunch of old white people to die.
You can say that. I wasn't going to say it. But
well, Jason, I'm not the only one in the audience who knew what you were saying.
I was thinking it. That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. But anyway, you guys have a good day.
Thanks. You remember when some politician said that and everybody freaked out? I knew what they meant. I don't remember who it was.
That call broke every rule on this program.
Why?
It was too long.
No, it wasn't.
It was way too long.
You thought that was a long call?
Yeah. You like people to get off in a minute. That didn't happen.
Yeah, that's true.
You were on and on about this.
What's a subject I like? I'm intrigued by it.
Okay.
I'm intrigued by it. You know what else I'm intrigued by? Getting a good night's sleep. I still haven't gotten by there to get my 9 twin mattresses. I am going this week because if Christmas Day comes and I don't have 9 twin mattresses for Mr. Sandman in my house, I might be sleeping on a twin mattress outside in the backyard. I've been given a mandate. Get by Mr. Sandman. Get by there soon. Get high quality mattresses at great prices that our kids can sleep on and really, really, really.
Does that mean 2 more come?
No, we gotta have extras, Jack. They have people spend the night. Yeah. Sometimes you have company. You gotta have extras. You need an extra rack.
We just gonna throw them on the floor?
No. We're buying all new beds too.
Oh.
We're buying what do they call?
The whole thing.
Bunk beds. I'm getting a triple bunk, too. Not just all double bunks. I'm getting one triple bunk.
Why?
So I can have 9 beds. And it's awesome. It's awesome, man. It's like a prison. Triple beds? It's dynamite. Can't beat that with a stick.